Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. It is April 29th, and I am running out of time today, so I'm going to try to crank through this stuff real fast. Looks like we've done that. There is a supervisor's agenda May 3rd. If you want the packet for that, you can get it at Eastern Sierra Now. We have State Route 120 West reopens today. Everything's going to start reopening from here on out. We're getting into spring and summer, ladies and gentlemen. Caltrans will open State Route 120 West at the Levining Gate today at 4 p.m. The road was originally closed for the winter season in December of last year. Maintenance crews have been working diligently to prepare the highway for the spring and summer travel season by removing snow and repairing pavement and rock berms damaged by winter storms. While the Caltrans gate on State Route 120 West will open today, the eastern entrance to Yosemite National Park remains closed. With this opening, six of Caltrans District 9's eight winter roads are open, including 89, 120 West, 120 East, 158 North, 270, that's the Bodie Road, and 168 West to Aspendale. As of today, April 29th, the following are still closed: 108 at Sonora Pass and 203 at Mammoth Mountain Inn. Additionally, the Crestview Safety Roadside Rest Area is closed to travelers as Caltrans work to finalize the facility for public use. Northern Inyo Hospital is supporting partnerships and prevention. As part of April's Child Abuse Prevention Month, Northern Inyo Healthcare District once again displayed a pinwheel garden in front of the district's two-story hospital. Northern Inyo Hospital District is honored to stand with its partners across the county, recognizing the importance of families and communities working together to strengthen families to prevent child abuse and neglect. The pinwheel, by its nature, connotes playfulness, joy, and childhood. It has come to serve as a physical reminder of the great childhoods we want for all children. And there's a great picture of it at easternsierranow.com where you can see all the employees that took part in this. It's a really great picture. So head over there and check that out. And thank you guys for helping support such a great cause. The North Sherwin Shoulder Project continues for Caltrans. That's the one that's up by Tom's place. Just drove through it today. It's going. The North Sherwin Shoulders Project will emerge from its winter suspension on May 2nd. Crews will move the K-Rail into place this week, and traffic will be reduced to one lane in each direction 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The work on this Mono County project along U.S. Highway 395 begins 2.4 miles south of Lower Rock Creek Road and Tom's Place, paused when it went into winter suspension November 9th. Crews will be clearing more slopes in preparation for future work and widening shoulders. There will be drilling work on the side of the highway to improve drainage, similar to the finished drainage features opposite the intersection at Lower Rock Creek Road. There will not be a dedicated bicycle lane available through the project limits for this construction season. Bicyclists in both directions are still encouraged to use Lower Rock Creek Road as an alternate route because the width of the shoulder on U.S. Highway 395 can be as narrow as 2 feet. K-Rail will not be used on the northbound lanes north of the junction with Lower Rock Creek Road, which will give cyclists more room on the shoulder. The speed limit will decrease to 55 miles per hour through the project area. Travelers should proceed cautiously through the work zones as construction crews and equipment will be present. For more information on the North Shoulder Sherwin Shoulders Project, watch this video on Caltrans 9. That video is at easternsierranow.com. Hopefully I'm not talking too fast for all you guys. I have to get this whole thing done in 10 minutes, so here we go. So Inyo County is augmenting the 2022 season stocking efforts by CDFW, the Bishop Chamber. Some of the anglers' favorite fishing holes along U.S. Highway 395 should be extra enticing this season, thanks to supplemental stocking events sponsored by the County of Inyo. Throughout the 22 fishing season, approximately 2,000 extra pounds of rainbow trout will be stocked in a 2,000-pound rainbow trout! Multiple fish. Adding up to 2,000. Owens Valley waters from Big Pine to Independence as part of the county's ongoing efforts to supplement fish planting conducted by the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. The plants can be considered icing on the cake offered up every year by the CDFW, which, according to CDFW Inyo Mono Senior Hatchery Supervisor Matt Norris, has planted 28,000 pounds of trout in 31 waters from the 22 fishing opener alone. These waters stretch from Levining in the north to Cottonwood Creek south of Lone Pine, as snow and ice begin to thaw and with ample inventory. The CDFW anticipates being able to stock all 39 waters throughout the season. Norse told attendees of a Bishop Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau-sponsored webinar on Tuesday that CDFW projects a good year. According to the bounty provided by CDFW, will be approximately 4,000 catchable fish planted at the county-operated Baker Creek, Tenemaha Creek, Taboose Creek, and Independence Creek campgrounds. And your county will spend approximately $10,000 to purchase the trout from the private artesian-fed rearing ponds at Desert Springs Trout Farm of Summer Lake, Oregon, which there is a great picture on this article, by the way, about that. You should check it out. Which specializes in the sustainable rearing of trout ranging in size from 1/3 of a pound to trophy size 3 to 6 pounders or larger. This one in the picture is 6 pounds or larger. The county is not allowed per state regulations to purchase fish from any private hatchery currently operating with